With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. We were also able to jump across the river to be joined by new head Prescott softball coach Nick Johnson as they get ready for their 2021 season. Now, official practices don't get started for the Cardinals until later on in April, but the 15 contact days set aside by the WIAA have been mighty helpful. Coach Johnson first on how he has been able to get to know his team over a couple handfuls of contact days.
Well, we are 9 contact days in, heading into spring break. We're going to take the whole week off with spring break because, you know, want everyone there. But we do have our contact days because of the importance of the things we're going over and stuff like that. But so far, it has been awesome. I can't say enough positive about my first run at it. What we're getting out of the girls, I mean, you talk about the focus and the effort and the discipline, and they are all of it. I'm just so impressed with how the first couple weeks have went.
We know how awesome of an athlete Coach Johnson was back in his high school and collegiate days, and we know that his basketball playing days transformed him into the coach he is during the winter time with the boys' basketball program, and now Coach Johnson is hoping some of that same success that came off the baseball field will translate onto the smaller diamond in softball. There are some similarities and differences in the way you coach the game.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a ton of similarities there is, and I've told the girls that, you know, my run has always been at baseball and then the full pitch softball, and I've told them that, you know what, that this is my first go at it, and I'm going to learn as I go, and they're going to teach me things, and I'm going to learn from them, and I have to be a student of the game, you know, the reading and the drills and all that stuff that I'm prepping myself for and trying to get the girls ready, and you got to put your time in, and I wouldn't have took the job if I knew I wasn't going to put the time in to make their season the best season I can make it. So I'm learning as I go. You know, there's a lot of similarities, like we said, but man, there's a lot of differences too. But so far, like I said, it's been great, and I'm so excited to continue going here.
As we know Coach Johnson very well, there are two things he really likes to do. One is have fun, the other is win. And for this Prescott Cardinals girls softball team, the opportunity to do both during the 2021 season is definitely there. But we gotta start by putting those hard hats on and getting to work.
Well, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, the first message was to the girls, you know, who likes to have fun and who likes to win. And if you like both of those things, that's going to be our program. And I tell you what, these girls want to win. They are so determined. It's just incredible. I mean, you're talking when we're in the gym or if we're out on the field, if we're in the weight room, they're focused. I don't even got to get on them. I mean, they get on each other if they're not working hard and doing things the right way. So far, I've been extremely spoiled that way. I mean, the motivation and stuff, trying to get them fired up, I don't need to do it because they already are, which is obviously huge for a coach. But yeah, I mean, we have a very good team. We're going to have a very strong team from top to bottom. And coming in as a first-year coach, you know, I've already feel spoiled that way to have the talent we have. And we have high expectations. And I knew when I took the job that this team was going to be very good. So now we just got to keep working hard. And, you know, we got a month still till we really officially get going. So we have time to really put things into place. And we're fortunate for that.
These 15 extra days of contact between coaches and players before practices actually begin towards the end of April has been crucial in keeping the girls' arms in shape and ready to go when we actually get things going for spring.
The benefit of the way things played out this year is we do have that time. So like I said, we told the girls, you know, if you have any soreness, if you have anything going on, you know, you need to take it easy and get your body healthy. And as hard as our girls have been working, you know, we haven't been going every single day. We just don't have that many contact days. So it's like a couple practices here, you know, and then we take a day off, 2 days off, we've taken a week off. So their body should be healthy. I mean, they're getting tons of rest. And we're fortunate right now we have one of our pitching coaches who come in who's been working with us, Ashley Bertrand, who was a 4-year starter for UW River Falls. We're fortunate to have her. She's working to work with our pitchers. And so she's kind of keeping a close eye on them. And like I said, we're just going day by day right now. And we're in no rush. And it's kind of nice not to feel the pressure of getting ready for game one. You know how much detailed stuff goes into softball and baseball. So it's great to have the extra time right now.
Coach Johnson may have a bit of an advantage when it comes to the 2021 spring sports season in the fact that even as a first-year head coach, Coach Johnson knows so many of these kids from past sports and seeing them around the school and contributing at high levels on other teams in Cardinal Red. There's no lack of leadership on this team.
The number one thing is it's just how focused they are. I mean, I know I've said that here a couple times, but I mean, when they come in, it's not, hey, let's come in and then talk about this and come. No, let's come in and get our work in. And it's every minute of every contact that we've had, they are grinding out to get every single minute out of that practice, be the best they can. And they are so competitive. I'd say that too. Just so competitive. I mean, we played a wiffle ball game the other day for fun. And I felt like it was a game seven of a World Series, how competitive they were. And the team that lost was mad at the other team that won. And I mean, they want to win. They want to win. They want to have fun. And I mean, you can't ask for anything better as a first-year coach. I mean, they're just fun to be around. They're just great kids. And, you know, a lot of them, like you mentioned, they were in volleyball. They were in basketball. So we have a lot of athletes. And, you know, last year's softball team that got shut down, Coach Morris, they would have made another run at a state title and a state appearance. There's no question. So you take that away from these girls, that's just feeding to their hunger. I mean, you can just tell, you know, they lost a whole season, these kids did. So I think that even motivates them more, knowing, like, last year how good they would have been. And now they're back at it. They get that opportunity now to showcase themselves on the diamond, and they're not going into it without putting every single thing they got to get them ready for the season.
As many are expecting, this year's Cardinal girls softball team will be loaded with talent from top to bottom. For Coach Johnson, now it's all a matter of putting the girls where they can succeed the most.
Oh, absolutely. That's the joys of coaching, is putting the pieces together. And my head would have been spinning, and it would never stop if we wouldn't have had these contact days, because 7 days before our first game, that would have been tough. But we were fortunate to have these, and I tell you what, we've got some players that are just, I can honestly say, you just pencil them in. I mean, they started when they were freshmen. They are just state caliber good. I mean, we have some top, unbelievable players. And then we got a bunch of players who are fighting for positions. I mean, we could play seven first basemen right now and feel comfortable playing any of them. So we got to figure that position out. We got another couple positions we need to figure out. But, I mean, it's not like we're saying, man, we just don't have a first baseman. No, we have seven first basemen. I mean, we don't have an outfielder. No, we have like four outfielders to choose from, and they're all legit. And it's a great problem to have. And we've already had that talk. Like, you know what? Some people aren't going to be able to play all seven innings of every game, but it's because we're that good. And I really feel like we're going to have people who might not play a lot who could be on our bench who would be starters or all conference players on other teams. So it's a great problem to have, you know. And I think right now, if you had to ask me right now, I don't think our girls care. They just want to win. They want to have fun. So if it stays like that throughout the season, this is going to be one special season.
The Cards know they have some time to wait yet, but the entire team wishes their first game was already tomorrow.
I think, yes, the girls, they'd want our first game to be today. Sometimes at practice, they look like they're in midseason form because they are experienced. They've been going at it here for a month already with us or on their own in open gyms and stuff. So I think for them, it's going to be more challenging. I think as a coaching staff, we're using it to our advantage. You know, I'm as a first-year coach, I love every day I have to just keep preparing and getting comfortable with the game and all the other things that comes with softball. But it'll be fine. And, you know, I think that's just going to feed them and make them work harder. And when the season finally comes, well, I think we're going to be just ready to go.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.